This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
On in, it is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Live today as the Midday Show road tour continues. And we are live at McGurk's in Lionville. It is awesome here. Come on out. We'll be here 10 to 2 doing our show. If you're in the area, come on out and say hi. McGurk's in Lionville. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. How's everybody doing, man?
I'm doing good. How was yesterday? I missed yesterday. How was drilling practice against the Browns?
It was one of those practices that, you know, it was billed as being really spirited.
I'm sure.
You know,
lively.
With Miles Garrett out there. Yeah, it was a good day, man. Got a chance to see my old teammate, Deuce Staley. Deuce Staley's in town coaching with the Browns.
So. Did you also follow Joe Flacco in the bathroom like John Ritchie?
No. Okay. But I ask you. Does it surprise you that John Ritchie did that?
No, it doesn't. And in fact, we've got some audio of what they spoke about in the bathroom yesterday. We'll get to that. We got a lot to get to on the show. That was a gross loss by the Phillies last night. They've played good baseball since the trade deadline and since the All-Star break. Gross loss last night. The defense of the sixth inning is just like Keystone Cop stuff. Like, what am I watching out there? That was ugly. We'll get to that. And I think there's an elephant in the room with the Phillies everyday lineup we need to talk about, Hugh. So we'll get to that. We have opinions on the Taylor Swift, Kelsey's podcast last night as well, and something Howie Roseman said that I love, plus Malcolm Jenkins going to the Eagles Hall of Fame. So a lot to get to today on the show. 215-592-9494. No Kyle today. We want to give our condolences to the Quinn family. Robbie Quinn, Kyle's uncle, passed away last week. That's where Kyle is today at the services. We give our condolences to Kyle and his family on the loss of their uncle, Robbie. Hugh, as we get to today and what's going on. So the second practice is going on against the Browns, right? They're playing the Browns again.
Yeah.
And all eyes will be on the Eagles offense today because it seemed like it wasn't great yesterday. I saw Sirianni say that yesterday the offense kind of was a little bit out of sync.
A little bit of a slog.
Yeah, a little bit of a slog. I think that's a fair way to say it. And, Hugh, I feel like it's been a little bit of a slog the entire training camp. So today is the 14th, or yesterday was the 14th practice that has been open to the media. We've been at a lot of those practices, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen the Eagles practice a good amount so far this summer, as has all the beat writers, including Elliot Shore Parks. And we love having Elliot on. He's going to join us coming up in a little bit here. But, Hugh, I did something last night because you ever see things, but then you don't add them all together? It's like you see one thing there, you see one thing here, you see – okay, so you put it all together at the end.
Yeah.
Hugh, I was going through last night Elliot Shore Parks' grades for Jalen Hurts. We know he does his grade every day, right? He gives Jalen Hurts a grade every single day for his practice performance. And, Hugh, I would say when it comes to Jalen, I would say Elliot is more of a fair or easy grader than he is a hard grader. Like, I don't think he's – I think he's evaluating what he is, but I think he's not taking – he's not going hard on Jalen is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, he's a Jalen guy. So I went through the grades just to kind of get a glimpse of what we have experienced and what Jalen's doing out there over the last, 14 practices to start training camp. Hugh, Jalen Hurts is not having a great training camp. I mean, it's pretty clear from number one, it's fair from my eyes. I haven't seen him have a great training camp. We only see so much. Then I look at what all the beat writers are saying. They're out there every day. We talk to Elliot like three times a week, and I see his grade every single day. So let me give you the grades that Elliot has given Jalen Hurts for the first 2 weeks of training camp. You ready for these?
Yes.
A B, A, C, C minus, B minus, D plus, C plus, B minus, A, B plus, B, B minus, A, C minus. There are more C's and D's than there are A's. If you average it out, it's like a C. It's like he's been average so far this training camp. 215-592-9494. I'm curious, is this a big deal? I mean, he's the Eagles quarterback. In a lot of ways, he's a huge part of what goes on here. I think there's an anticipation they're going to have to throw more this year. And last year, he was great in training camp, and it led to him having an efficient season and doing what he did at the end, and he won the Super Bowl. Hugh Douglas, when I say to you, and I think pretty fairly, he's not having a great training camp, is that a big deal to you?
You know what, Joe, to be honest, I don't think so. Because I think there's a lot of layers to this story. And if we're being honest about it, I think a lot of it has to do with there's somewhat a weight that has been lifted off his shoulders. I think that going into this training camp, when you look at Jalen, he's a little bit more jovial. He's a little bit more talkative. And it looks to me outside of what we get a chance to see at practice like he's in a good space. That might be because the pressure's off because
sure.
He won the Super Bowl.
Sure.
But I still feel like his branding and his messaging is still the same.
So I agree with that. But what I'm trying to figure out is why is he not playing at a high level in training camp? So here's what – to me, he's at a stage of his career. He's not young anymore. He's not old, but he's not young, right? Mm-hmm. Like first, second, third-year player has some ups and downs in training camp. I kind of just, you know, whatever. It's training camp. You're working on things. Maybe there's a new route they're throwing in, new play call. I kind of brush it off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Caleb Williams is struggling at training camp. Well, he's still trying to figure out what he is as a quarterback. He's in his second year.
Yeah.
Not great, but whatever, okay? Jalen Hurts is in year six of his NFL career. To me, we should be at the stage where it's pretty consistently solid most days at camp. And I understand there's things that go on, and they do have a new coordinator. I thought at this stage of his career, he would be pretty good every single day at training camp, and it seems like that's not the case. 215-592-9494. The reason I bring this up is everyone has told me the entire offseason he's about to go to a different level, right? Like that he's about to evolve to a different level. And I think that's important for the Eagles. He needs to evolve to a different level and be consistently excellent. I think he has the ability to do that. But so far in training camp, it's a lot of C's and C pluses I'm seeing when it comes to Jalen Hurts and how he's evaluated each day.
I feel, Joe, like there's a lot that they're working on conceptually. And that has been basically said. They basically said as much when they were talking about it with him. We had a chance to talk to Landon. They were talking about there's a lot of things that we're working on, trying to get to different looks and everything. I think that's what this camp is being, trying to expand Jalen's mind and his ability to get the ball to other playmakers. So with that being said, you're going to try different things, and a lot of times the way you're trying them might not work. Again, it's hard to glean, even for Elliot. And the rest of the pundits that are out there, unless you're in practice, it's hard to glean what exactly the Eagles are trying to do and accomplish. Now, I know that leads to potentially getting off to a slow start.
And I don't want that.
I understand that. But look at the flip side of this. The defense has looked pretty darn good outside of the secondary woes that we have.
Well,
the front seven look like they're ready to roll.
So I'm glad you brought that up because as I was thinking about this morning, Hugh, because I went through everyone Elliott's grades last night. I felt like a professor. I was like doing the GPA, like averaging this thing out.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, how much of this is he's facing the Eagles defense, right? He's facing Vic Fangio every day. He's facing Jalen Carter every day. I think that's a fair thing to bring up, right? He's facing his own defense. Yesterday, he wasn't facing his own defense, right? The Cleveland Browns are here. And I know the Cleveland Browns have Myles Garrett, but the Cleveland Browns are not a good football team. And they're
got a good defensive front, though.
Good front, but I would say overall, it's probably not going to be a top 10 defense. Right?
Yes.
They have one great player, but the rest, we'll see what they have. Elliot was on with you guys yesterday. You and TK in for me yesterday. Here's what Elliot said on our show yesterday about the practice he just witnessed and how the offense looked.
The offense was really what held them back. If you want to visualize what today looked like, envision last year's win over the Carolina Panthers, where the defense got the job done and the offense kept the opposing team in it. I thought Jalen had probably his worst day of training camp so far. I had him down to 16 of 24, two touchdowns, one interception. But it's a day where the stats don't tell the story. He could have easily had three or four interceptions. Some people will say he had two. I thought on the second one he was sacked before he threw it. But overall, not a good day.
I mean, Elliot laid it out there. He compared it to the Panthers game last year. That's not giving me a lot of confidence. I want to see Jalen Hurts play better the rest of the camp, but I do think this is a big deal. And you know, Elliot tracks all this stuff, right? We bring him on all the time to talk about what he's our eyes and ears at camp. Because it's not like the old days. I mean, we've gotten a chance to be there a lot today. We're at McGurk's in Lionville. But it's not like the old days where all of us or a lot of us get to go to watch these practices. A lot of people went to the open practice. That was awesome. But for the most part, Elliot is our eyes and ears. And any other beat writer out there you read or pay attention to, and they're all pretty much in the same boat. It hasn't been a dominant camp from Jalen Hurts. Elliot sent me this number. We're going to have Elliot later in the show. Hurts touchdowns through 14 practices. Okay? Last year, 21 touchdowns through 14 practices. The year before, 15. The year before that, 22. So his two best seasons, the years the Eagles went to the Super Bowl, he was at over 20 touchdowns at this point of training camp. 2023, where he struggled, the team fell apart. He was at 15. This year, he's at 12. I understand it's all practice. I do think it's a big deal, though. They're going to rely on him more. They're going to have to throw the football more likely than they did last year, most likely more than they did last year. And I think this is a big deal. 215-592-9494. We appreciate the audio there from Louis Coco, who is in for Alex, who's in for Kyle right now. Alex called a little late this morning, Hugh, so Louis Coco kind enough to hang back.
Shout out to Louis Coco. Who was late this morning?
Alex Call.
Hey, Alex, if you're listening to the show, you ought to be a damn shame to yourself, man. Joe has to work on time.
All right, we'll talk to Alex when he gets there. We appreciate Lewis back in the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
And Vonnie, who has helped with the audio. So we have a whole team back there helping us out.
You ain't going to allow me to kill Alex at
this
point?
I figure we'll do it more when he gets here.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, we'll put him on trial.
Alex, we about to hold your feet to the fire.
Yeah, that's
bro.
What we do around here. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard. All right, is it a big deal that Jalen Hurts is not having a great training camp? And by all accounts, he's not. I would say it might even be a stretch to say he's having a good training camp based on all the reports out there. And I've said it, you know, in the practices we've gone to, it feels to me like he's just looked off. You know, he's held the ball a lot. They've taken a lot of, you know, quote unquote sacks because no one touches him. But the ball, it's not. There's not been a rhythm to the passing game that I've seen when we're out there. And everyone else that's out there says similar things. Is this a big deal? Yes or no? Chris in Middletown starts us off on the Midday Show. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, man.
How we doing, Chris?
First off, condolences to Kyle and his family. Prayers out to you guys. Pivoting here, it's not a big deal that Jalen's not having a very good camp. As a matter of fact, for all intents and purposes, I hear he's having a very lousy camp. But guys, it's not that big because the Super Bowl formula is run the Barkley and play great defense. And I'm just not going to panic that he's not having a good camp, because why would we change what works? Until someone stops it, you know, you'd be stupid to change what got us to Lombardi. Like, I'm just not understanding this. And when teams load up against it, like Kansas City did, you know, then we let Jalen shine and do what he does. So I'm not panicking right now. And yes, Hugh, he is capable of doing this. We don't need your guy, Tanner McKee. Like, I feel like Joe is. Are we getting ready for Douglas to start interjecting more McKee here?
Like, well, he does think Tanner McKee's the future. He does think that.
How did I catch stray?
Well, that's every day. I mean, that's what we do around here.
Every day.
Yeah. I mean, what are we doing?
Hugh, it's how I show my love to you, brother.
We've been doing a lot of that lately. What are we doing?
All right. Guys, can I address the elephant in the room here? There's something really important that I need to discuss.
Oh, okay.
Here.
Yeah, of course.
Allow me to have some caller on WIP show crime.
Here we go. Go ahead.
There's a lot of tears that have been pouring down and flooding y'all's workplace over there. I mean, I'm surprised Hugh's still in the studio and hasn't ran away, Joe, like he left you when a little bit of water came up near you. But
well, the great midday show flood of 2025.
Excuse me, sir. It was a lot of water. Yeah. It was a lot of water.
Well, it was a little water when you ran.
We've seen how devastating water can be.
No, we have. Well, and again, in retrospect, Hugh probably was on.
I saved
right,
everybody.
But you fled.
I saved everybody.
You had a truck,
yeah,
and you left us there.
You can stand everybody is what you did. Yeah.
And I lied and told him I was coming back.
We knew you were coming back. I mean, we all knew that. But, go ahead, Chris.
Guys, this time the source is not Mother Nature. This time it's coming from one Spike Eskin. You know, first of all, Spike, man up. He is whining day in and day out that the midday show and the morning show are at training camp, and they're getting all these interviews, and, you know, he wants people to email Rod Lincoln and whining and complaining day, okay? Guess what, Spike? Training camp is a big deal. Liken it to, it's the big game. Let the varsity teams handle the big games, and JV can play in, you know, the little insignificant kind of time, all right? So this pathetic begging, you sound like a child that's holding your breath and stomping your feet around the store because you didn't get the toy that you want. So you know what? D-R-O-W-U-P! Grow up, Spike!
Chris, appreciate the phone
call.
And
then he hangs up. That's all.
All right, so what do you think about Spike's you could call it complaining. You could call it. I mean, he's been calling out Rod for weeks that the afternoon show doesn't get to go to camp, but while we and the morning show have been there almost every day. Because I have a take on it.
Well, let's workshop this a little bit, right?
Because Spike's very upset about it.
But why? But if – okay, the show starts at 2, right?
2 o'clock.
What are they going to be out there doing?
Well, by one, as you and I know, by 1 o'clock, it's a ghost town.
It's a straight up – you're not getting no snacks, the drinks.
They close
that
Rita's Ice Stand at 12:30?
Yeah, they do. And by the time we get there, you get there, all the snacks is gone. The drinks, yep. The cold drinks are lukewarm because
I think it's the principle because –
The principality.
Well, I think, you know, you've heard him say this. He believes the afternoon show's the big dog on the station.
Yeah.
And then but right now they're being treated like the third-class citizen.
Yeah, but...
I mean, we get to go to camp. But he doesn't get to go to camp. I do have a solution for him, though.
What's that?
Well, is anyone stopping him from going and watching practice?
No, he can come early.
I mean, their show doesn't start till 2. I mean, the guy could show up at 10 and watch practice and then head over to do a
show.
And
I've seen Ike at practice. Mm. Ike has been there. Ike has made that trip. And if I'm not mistaken...
Anyone can go.
And if I'm not mistaken, he doesn't live that far from Ike, so just jump in the car with Ike.
That's what I'm saying. Carpool over. You could go. I mean, I agree to some extent that they probably should have been there one day or got some, you know, got away there early and recorded some things. Rob Lincoln. Blue Jeans Lincoln? I like Blue Jeans Lincoln better.
Blue Jeans Lincoln. Rob Lincoln.
215-592-9494.
See, this further confirms that Spike's a bully.
Sending
these hateful, harsh.
Yeah. I think.
Like. Scathing emails and then trying to bully management into forcing them to make him go to training camp.
You may be saying that Spike's a bully. I heard a different rumor about you around here.
What's the rumor about me?
Well, I had to actually go to a funeral as well yesterday, which is a sad week for the midday show with people, unfortunately, all over the place. But, Hugh, I got in the car after the funeral, and I was driving home. I heard the end of the show, and I heard Tom Kelly accuse you of being a bad teammate.
Listen.
That you were roasting the guy, and I think only so you could get a little gravitas with the you people. You were trying to endear yourself to you people so they'd rip Tom.
No, TK was being real reckless yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Like, you know, since we've been at training camp, there's been a lot of times that you might have a caller on the phone, mm-hmm. and you're doing your thing on the phone. But you give them grace, and you allow them to finish their thought. And you say, hey, we got to go because we got a guest coming up. You kind of explain it to them, right? So Terrence called yesterday, right? So Terrence
is a regular.
Regular caller. Like, he's an A1 caller.
Yeah.
So Terrence is going through his whole spiel. And who was it that walked in? Was it Aziz Ojulari? Aziz Ojulari walked in, and Terrence is in mid-speak. So I was like, all right, then, hey, we got to go. He was just like, he let him finish his thought.
Basically, he said, Terrence, you're a nobody.
Yeah.
You're a nobody, Terrence.
It was like he rushed him out the door. It was like he served him his food. It was like, get up out of here. And it was just, it was rude. And so I pointed it out.
But deep down, you did it so you people would rip him.
No, I did.
I mean, come on.
It did.
We don't have to lie.
And no, it did. After that, Tom tried to long talk the last segment because he didn't want to do you people. He went into this whole Phillies diatribe.
Yeah. He's trying to avoid you people.
At the end of the show, and I'm looking at Tom.
Can't do that.
And the clock is right there. You know, I don't really look at the time, but today I did because I wanted to see what you people had to say.
Well, you could feel in that last segment, it's time for you people. He tried to avoid it.
He tried to long talk in the last segment. And then he threw it to me, right? Like, I had a baseball point to make. I was like, nah.
Now we're done with
points.
We're
done with points.
Well, now we get ripped by the people on YouTube. That's what's going on here.
I will say this. I do kind of enjoy when he's here because he takes a lot of the heat off of me.
That's why he called you a bad teammate.
Hey, listen.
You threw him right under the bus.
Hey, listen. Because when Tom Kelly's there – They go at him.
I heard some of those comments from you people yesterday. 215-592-9494. Let's go to William in Jenkintown talking about Jalen Hurts' camp so far. What's up, William?
Not much. I'm happy you're back, Joe. I missed you yesterday. It's not the same without you. Yeah, I think Jalen struggling is not that big of a deal because it is just training camp. But then I guess it kind of also proves that while he was good last January, he's – AJ and Devonta Day and Dallas, they lift his ceiling, if that makes sense. And so I'm not worried, but I think he's a very average quarterback. I think you've had that take before. I mean, he's just a good quarterback, but he's not elite. And then secondly, to Aaron in San Diego, I got one thing to say to you. Goodbye, loser!
Oh, William, I missed you too. Good phone call. Ripping Aaron at the end. We'll hear from him, I'm sure. Ryan. Aaron getting rocked again yesterday?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I like Aaron, but I kind of see what everybody's talking about because Aaron would get on. He, like, you talk about somebody who don't mind dead air. Like, he.
There's only so much dead air you can have.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, dog, get to the point, dog.
215-592-9494. All right, so William just brought up a point about Hurts, and you know his point was he didn't think it's a huge deal he's not having a great training camp, but it does kind of bring you back to what he is. Look, I think Jalen's a good quarterback. I don't think he's elite. I'll just say it this way, and I know we're hyper-focused on the Eagles. You know what I don't see almost any day? And I know we have Elliot, and we talk to Elliot, and he charts all the plays.
Yeah.
I don't see anyone from Kansas City saying Patrick Mahomes is having a below-average camp. I don't see anyone from Buffalo saying Josh Allen is playing at a C-level in training camp. I don't see anyone in Cincinnati saying about Joe Burrow. I don't see anyone in Baltimore saying Lamar Jackson so far has been blah in camp. The reality is, and it's not just Elliot, it's anyone that's covering the team. They've all said, to some extent, he's had a lot of ups and downs so far. I mean, yesterday you heard Elliot, who was on with you guys, say he could have been 3 or 4 picks against the Browns. He's not having a great camp. Is it a big deal? It is to me. 215-592-9494. Coming up the other side, your phone calls on this. Is it a big deal that Jalen Hurts is not having a great camp? I mean, last year he had a great camp, and they won the Super Bowl. I mean, I know there's causation correlation. It's just striking me that we're two weeks in.
I like that causality.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't say this after 5 days. I let this breathe a little bit, but it's 2 weeks. That he's not having a great camp. Is this a big deal? It is to me. It's not to Hugh. Where do you come down? We're live today at McGurk's in Lionville. Well, you hear what Nick Sirianni had to say before practice today about yesterday's practice, specifically that pass game. That's coming up. Your phone calls as well. Midday show live at McGurk's in Lionville on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, live from McGurk's in Lionville. Come on out, say hi, have some lunch, and enjoy a beautiful day. A little warm, but it's nice and cool in here where we are in McGurk's in Lionville. By the way, every Sunday in August, they have Dollar Dogs and 375 Michelob Ultra Draft, Bud and Bud Light all season long. And they have the collectible McGurk's beer bats here at McGurk's in Lionville. You coming on Sunday to get a hot dog?
No, I got a couple dogs, beer bats, glizzies? Though. You know, I don't need the glizzies.
Well, I thought you...
I mean, the glizzies, I mean, I'm pretty sure the glizzies, I break them up, but that's... You know, I'm coming to get some real food. They got some good food.
They
I'm
have great
to get
food
some
here.
Food,
yes,
food.
Great food here at McGurk's in Lionville. All right, Jalen Hurts, not a great camp so far. And I think I'm being very fair when I say that. I mean, you might say it's actually been a below-average camp. If you look at grades or just average out and who you who listen to, and we have Elliot on basically every day on the station, and I feel like Elliot is a soft grader on Jalen rather than a hard grader. And
he's soft.
Well, if you average it out, he has him at basically a C so far in camp. It's not been very good. Is it a big deal? I think it is because, number one, they're probably going to have to throw more this year, Hugh. I mean, it's just they're probably going to have to. I'd like to run the ball a ton, but they're probably going to have to throw it more. Number two, you know, their defense probably won't be as dominant as it was last year. The schedule is hard. I mean, they might just need more out of Jalen. And if you go back the years he's been his best and they've had the most success, last year, 2022, he had great training camps. And the years that they were not as great, 21 and 23 with him as the starter, he didn't have as great a training camps. There is a correlation there so far in his career. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni earlier today before practice started against the Browns on yesterday's practice and that passing offense.
Yeah, again, there's some ups, there's some downs. You know, that's how any practice is going to go. And, you know, I thought we did some good things running the football. I thought we had a couple too many negative plays. It's hard to score points when you move backwards. So that's always our goal and what we talk about in training camp or even any practice review or game review in the season. You know, how do you eliminate bad football? And how do you eliminate, you know, those types of things that move you backwards? And so,
look, I can't be positive, but I'm pretty much sure he's guessing or he's talking about the passing game, Hugh. I can't imagine the negative plays were in the run game yesterday. I have to imagine he's talking about the passing game. And that's not – again, it doesn't mean it's all Jalen's fault, but 11-on-11 against the Cleveland Browns, and they didn't do very well yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, but there also were guys, you know, like they got pressure. They got pressure on the quarterback
sure.
A couple times.
But maybe he holds the ball too long.
Yeah, maybe. It's a bunch of different things. Like I said, it's one of those things where – it could be the concepts they're working on. You know, you get to see, you know, you go into a practice and you say, okay, my guard is having trouble, just as an example.
Well, no, Dickerson out there, yeah.
Yeah, they're having trouble picking up the blitz. Let's see how they handle this. How they handle pressure on run downs. rush the pass on rundowns, like, you know, just get that disruption in the backfield and things of that nature. So there's a lot of factors that go into that.
So, yeah, well, there is. And look, he's not going to play. I think it's very unlikely, if not impossible, that he's going to play on Saturday, right? Like, they're not going to play Jalen in the preseason.
Yeah.
We've crossed that bridge already.
And that's why it's important. Like, and I will say this. With these joint practices, it's important to get good work in those practices.
You read my mind. This is the until they play the first game, yesterday and today is the closest thing to real football that Jalen will face until the Cowboys come in on September 4th. And the first glimpse of that, again, he's not playing the preseason, so I'm going to make more of a – I'm going to put more of an emphasis on practice, what we've seen, but especially yesterday. And the first time they saw an opposing defense that wasn't the Eagles' defense, which is the Browns, that's who's in, it wasn't great.
Yeah.
And as Elliot told you guys yesterday, it was a couple picks. It could have been three or four. Your reaction, Jalen Hurts not having a great training camp so far, is it a big deal? I think it is. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. The aforementioned Terrence in Springfield, totally disrespected yesterday by Tom Kelly. What's up, Terrence?
Yo, Joe, what's up, man? How y'all doing,
Terrence,
man?
What happened yesterday?
Yeah, man, Joe, I'm glad you're back in the saddle, man. Shout out to my guy, Hugh, man, because you always recognizing when it's a wrong doing, man. See, Chief K, man, I see why he's on the reserves, man, Joe.
Oh, no, it's like, okay.
To me, if you're going to do an interview, Joe, just let me know. You know, don't even put me on yet. Or if you have an interview, hit me, mid-conversation, be like, yo, T, we got to do this interview, stay on hold, we're going to finish your thoughts when we come back. Now, he just hung up on me. I'm like, oh, man, like, he just hung up on me. I was still talking. And I realized the phone was hung up, so I'm like, man, I said, I must be chopped liver out here, man.
You know what it sounds to me? It sounds like a quarterback that got hurried in the pocket and made a bad throw. Like, the moment got to him a little bit. He couldn't think straight.
He seemed a little shook. See, Joe, you always let me talk, man, a couple of times. You had me on hold for long, but you always come back and redeem yourself. You're kind of like Jalen Hurts, Joe. Kind of like Jalen Hurts.
I'll take that as a compliment. Hopefully my last two weeks have been better than his, though. It's not been great so far for him in camp here.
Yeah, let's talk about Hurts, man. Mm-hmm. Like Joe, what are we talking about right now? Weren't we just ripping Elliott for these training camp stats?
I'm an Elliott training camp stats guy. Now you may, Terrence, it's fair if you don't think it's that big of a deal. I do like that he does it because, you know, it's not like the old days, Terrence, where everyone gets to go up to Lehigh or we get to go to – I mean, Hugh and I have gotten to go to a lot of practices, but we're also on the air. Like, most fans don't get to see practice every day like the old days. So I appreciate that Elliott literally charts every throw he makes because we all can't see it.
Okay, Joe, check this out. So we got to keep in mind, man, that we got players out here fighting for roster spots. We got Jalen Hurts in a new offense. I'm not too worried about Jalen Hurts in this training camp thing because haven't he been in a different offense the last 5 years? He's been in the NFL, and he's made the playoffs every year. Haven't he made the playoffs every year? So I'm not concerned about this, man. And now, if it gets to the regular season and he's having problems, then I'm going to be worried. But we all know he got to work out some kinks. We got Petullo's new offense in here. So and keep this in mind. A.J. Brown, I think he's been out for like a week with like a hamstring issue. So that could play a part into this. You know, he's probably trying to force the ball to some of these young guys, trying to get some reps in with these young dudes, man. So I feel like Jalen Hurts, when the time is right, he's going to put on. Every quarterback in the NFL ain't having perfect training camps, though. So we got to keep that in mind. Not one quarterback probably had a perfect training camp. I know Elliott was talking about he had the interception streak. Man, that's baloney. When the lights turn on and when the season starts, that's when I'm going to be worried if Jalen Hurts is having problems throwing that football.
Well, I think it's fair, and I think it's fair to say, Terrence, always good phone call. And Terrence, glad we got through it today. We didn't have to.
Yeah, you didn't get cut off.
We didn't have to rush you out of here.
Live your truth, bro.
So I think you can make a case that Jalen is maybe above this, Hugh. Like a young quarterback, you start to wonder what you have. With Jalen, we know what we have, so why get caught up in the details of day-to-day practice? But again, this offseason has been a lot of talk that he is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, right? He belongs at least in the conversation with the other ones that have established themselves as the best. I don't see anyone saying these other guys are having tough practices. I don't. I know I'm not there. But we can quickly search, and you could see it. If Mahomes was having a down training camp, someone would be writing about it. If Josh Allen was throwing pick after pick, someone would be saying, hey, Josh is kind of struggling. No, the only one I see that you kind of put in the upper echelon of quarterbacks that looks like he's struggling is Jalen Hurts. And Terrence made the point that they have a new coordinator. They had a new coordinator last year.
Yeah.
He didn't throw a pick for the first, like, 3 weeks of camp. It was the great record that Elliott charted every day.
He was charting. It just feels like
he's made more mistakes this camp. Interceptions and – I've noticed when we've been there, it feels like a lot of times he's holding the ball for a long time. They don't obviously hit him, so it's not a sack, but he holds it a lot.
But and Elliott has pointed out that there's a lot of times that he didn't know whether it was a sack or not because of what he saw in the fact that Jalen's holding the ball. But I'll say this. Defending Super Bowl champion, he's going to get that scrutiny. I remember after, I think it was Patrick Mahomes won his first or it was his second, and I remember being at ESPN and they were talking about how teams have figured him out. Like, he didn't look that great. He didn't look that – I don't know about his camp stats or whatever, but I remember going into that season, you know, they got off to a super slow start. And I remember the big storyline was, oh, the teams have figured Patrick Mahomes out. The magic is worn off, and you just keep your head down. That's going to happen, especially when you're a polarizing quarterback like Jalen is. Now, he has to have – a really good season this year, Joe. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not denying any of that. Everything that you're talking about, that's valid. Jalen needs to take a step forward because I told you last year, going to a lot of games, a lot of people didn't know what they were going to get from Jalen. They didn't know how he was going to play, and he won the Super Bowl, and he changed the narrative. This year, clean slate. The fact that he is struggling in training camp, that's cause for worry for some. But that's what happens when you win the Super Bowl and you're in a position where people really don't know how to categorize you. Because, I mean, when we have these comments and conversations about Jalen, that's what it always boils down to. What is he? Where does he fit in the categories of quarterbacks? Is he elite? Is he serviceable? Is he just a guy? Like, that's the conversation that are being had. So to go into training camp after winning the Super Bowl, it's going to always be like that for him. He's the only one that's going to be able to change all that. But I will say this, knowing what I've heard from the players and everything that's going on, I think most of this is conceptual. And they're working on different things. And let's not forget, they're not game planning for the Cleveland Browns. They're just practicing against them. And they're probably practicing and showing some things that they might want to do in the game. Mm. And they want to see how it's going to work. That's not an excuse. That's just how practice works.
You felt I was about to say excuse maker. Douglas
says
right.
I know.
It's a filibuster.
It's not filibustering.
Well, we're kind of making excuses.
Well, it's not, Joe.
But every year he's had different coordinators, right? Some years he's had great camps. Some years. So what's the difference? Like last year, Kellen Moore brought a whole new thing, and he played great in camp. This year it's Petullo. Again, I agree with you. We could see out there. I've seen them do more bootleg stuff, like him rolling out, throwing quickly, than I've seen in years. So I know there's some new stuff, but he's playing better in camp last year than this year. I can't figure it out.
I will say that there's something to do and something to be said about, you know, winning the Super Bowl and getting that weight off your back, that 400-pound.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Gorilla, I will say this. From what I've seen, looks like him and Coach Petula are on the same page. They're in lockstep with one another. He's been more jovial at his press conference. He's been more talkative, so much so that he pointed out the fact that he's been more talkative. And that might, and no lie, that might be because he won the Super Bowl. But the pressure's still there. And he, I think if anybody realizes what's at stake for him, it's him.
Yeah,
because he hears everything. He might not say anything about it, but he hears everything. And you have to know that going into this year that you're going to be even more scrutinized because you're looked at as just a guy. You're looked at as a guy. You're looked at as the light switch guy. You know how you just go in a room and turn on a light switch?
Yeah.
That's all that like that, they're looking like you're a plug and play guy. So you have to change the narrative.
Well, you do. I mean, I had 1040 on the over-under for Excuse Baker Douglas. He arrived at 1042 today. Let's go to Matt in Germantown. What's up, Matt?
What's up, Joe? What's up, diehard Joe, my man Hercule? Well, no, it's Hiley Hugh because it'd be off some gummies.
Hey Matt, what's up, buddy?
Lastly, real quick, I just want to send love to Kyle and his family. That's my favorite barber, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? Just put that out there positively.
Well now, said, Matt. Well said. Yep.
Now, to the actual topic, I personally think, Joe and Hugh, that, like, I wouldn't be too worried because, like, Hugh touched on earlier just now that they're implementing new concepts against live action, live defense, a game plan, and to stop whatever look that they're giving. I also think that what I'm hearing a lot in this news cycle compared to the 2023 news cycle, they're not acknowledging the fact that, like, A.J. Brown is hurt or we're getting our injury bugs as well. I think that, like, when we're talking about Jalen and how great he is or how great he can be, it's like we ignore, like, outside factors outside of his control, and we're not giving him a discount for that. Like, if Joe Burrow didn't have Ja'Marr Chase, he's going to get an excuse. If Dak Prescott didn't have CeeDee Lamb, he got an excuse. If Patrick Mahomes didn't have Xavier Worthy, Rashi Rice, like, he gets excuses now. The only exception is that Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, and he can elevate like that. But for all other attempts and purposes, for any quarterback, Lamar Jackson, they have a good roster, one of the best comparable to the Eagles. He still gets excuses on how he has mid receivers, and one of his receivers is all pro. So I think that there's a lot of switching of the cup, and so to speak, games when it comes to talking about Jalen, because at the end of the day, when he has his healthy players, we've seen him win.
Well, we have, and we've seen him win at a high level. And there, I can understand why it's like, hey, he's established enough. We don't have to worry about the day-to-day. Like, when he was a young player, Matt, we appreciate the phone call. Then I understand why we kind of focused more on, like, can he play and how's he doing and what's going on. I do think it is a little bit ironic, though, Hugh. A little ironic. And Matt brought up a point, and that's totally fair, that A.J. Brown hasn't practiced much the last 10 days or so, right? He's had a hamstring. In fact, we're going to ask Elliott when he hops on today after practice. A.J. Brown is not practicing again today. And Nick Sirianni seemed like he kind of avoided or talked around a question today. Nick Sirianni was asked this morning before practice, did A.J. have a setback? Because, Hugh, A.J. practiced at the open practice on Sunday, right? He was out a while.
Yeah.
He came back. He practiced Sunday at the link in front of the crowd. And he has not practiced yesterday or today. So I think that's a natural question. Did A.J. have a setback? What's going on here? So Matt's right. A.J. Brown hasn't been out there for the better part of a week. Is that part of the reason why Jalen's struggling? Probably.
Yeah,
but
it could be.
But then everyone gets upset when you say, well, Jalen gets dinged because he has all this talent around him. Well, but then he can't play like crap when the talent's not there. I mean, I know A.J. Brown's a great player, but I feel like we can't have it both ways. If we don't want to tax Jalen when we rank him because he has all these great players, then when the great players are out of practice, he still needs to play pretty well.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that because he's the guy that – he's the straw that stirs the drink. But I will say this. It's he's been under a lot of scrutiny. And some of it to people feels like it's really unnecessary because it feels like the line's being moved. These are the conversations that – I have that I really don't want to have to people that on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
Because it just feels that way for Jalen. Jalen has something special about him. And I think the thing that bothers people the most is that you can't put your finger on it. Like I said, Joe, we used to have conversations, and I used to tell you, during the course of last year, going into games, and I would be an earshot of conversations that were being had about Jalen. And to a man, nobody knew what they were going to get on Sunday.
I never did. And then once every three or four games, he would be great.
And then the other ones would regress.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was one of those things where I just said, you know what? I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the ride because that's all you can do because we don't know how this thing is going to play out, but we know or we feel like the Eagles got a chance to win.
Yeah. Well, every week they did.
Yeah. And it would be times when people say, well, I guess the best way to describe Jalen would be bipolar. That would be the best description.
And I think based on what I've seen in camp so far, based on how Elliott has graded him every day, that's the same right now. Because there are some days, I think he's had a couple of A days, B plus days, but there's also C minus days, D days. That hasn't changed. I guess I wanted it to change. My hope for Jalen is he goes from being good to consistently excellent, or if you want to say very good to consistently excellent. That to me, that feels like the box, the next part of his progression.
You want to feel comfortable with your quarterback being somewhat consistent on a daily basis.
We know he can do it, right? He's shown enough in the NFL that there's obviously ability to be great.
Yeah.
The last two games he played were great. I just want it day-to-day consistency, and it feels like so far in camp, they were not getting that.
You know what I want, Joe? I want to win a Super Bowl.
But isn't him more consistent help us win? I mean, it has to.
I'm going to try to put this analogy together.
We're going to excuse make this. We're going to filibust.
That you could understand.
Okay.
Say if you were dating, you had a significant other, and they were a little squirrely.
Love, love the dunk drop.
Yeah. But they were loyal, and for the most part, they were everything that you've ever wanted in a significant other. But
what do you mean by squirrely?
Whatever squirrely means to you. Like maybe, you know, maybe there are some times where that person might be some 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning nights and you might be with them and there might be some times where you might be put in uncomfortable situations, but you're having fun. But they're a little on the wild side. Use your imagination on this.
Can I add to the analogy?
Use your imagination.
Can I add to the analogy?
Yes.
This kind of behavior flies a lot more when you're like 25, 26 than it does when you're 40.
But
Jalen's not a kid anymore. He's not a second-year quarterback.
You just got to go with the flow, Joe. As long as you're having fun and nobody's getting hurt, just let her be or him be who they are.
And eventually say, I'm too old for this. Please.
I mean, but you're having fun, though.
Well, yeah, the Jalen era has been fun. It's not a great camp so far.
They say, I feel so alive. Don't you feel alive?
Yeah, but don't you wake up some days, you're like, what are we doing here? Can we have a little consistency day to day?
We've had a couple of those days. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, well, we have a lot
of
those.
I like how you ain't talking about the alligator in the lake now.
Well, we will. Well,
game, set, match. I'm trying to tell y'all, there's stuff out there.
Oh, stop.
That y'all know nothing about. This is where my third eye and me vibrating on a high level comes into play all the time.
Yeah, check your glasses or your contacts.
I be trying to tell y'all, man. You see how big the alligator was?
I know. It was not that far from where I lived, the gator in the lake. I know. It bothered me. What are we doing? Why? Who put that gator in there? But that isn't – I mean, you're afraid of all water. So, I mean, this is just up your alley.
The best one, somebody say. No falls right around the corner, people. So you know what that means. Football and pumpkin spice season. I just like saying pumpkin spice. Sounds so lovely. And this year, Hatfield is taking it to a whole new level with their newest game changer. It's called pumpkin spice. Thick cut bacon. It's warm fall spices with a touch of sweetness. It's bold, it's different, and it's delicious. Listen, everybody. Y'all know how last year I felt about pumpkin spice. I thought we were doing too much. But I've changed my mind since I've had this bacon. Francisco looks at me longingly with his mouth watering because he wants some of this bacon. It's tasty. So this is what you got to do. It's here for a limited time only, and it's at your local grocery store. So visit cityhatfield.com to find out where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.